See, when you hack a flea, you just naturally hack up a few, well, hairs, dog hairs. And what's a hair to do once it's been hacked up and released into the atmosphere? It floats around. It's a natural, organic process, part of nature's plan for the... He nudged me with his toe and shot a bony finger towards the door. That's it, bozo. Outside. You can shed hair on the porch. What? Wait, I could explain. What did he expect me to do? Sit there and let the stupid flea bite off my ear and drain my entire body of bodily fluids? Hey, that was my blood, and I wasn't gonna let some sniveling little flea. He nudged me again with his foot, this time quite a bit harder. Out. Fine, I could take a hint. If he didn't care any more about his dogs than that, if he expected us to sit around like ninnies and be devoured by biting hypodermiac fleas, fine. I would just march myself outside and spend the night on his broken-down two-bit porch. And I would never come back into his slummy old house again. Never. Come winter, when the north wind howled and groaned, he would want a friend to share his fire. But it wouldn't be me, Charlie. I would be out on the porch, suffering in silence and hacking all the fleas I wanted to hack. And the next time he wanted a loyal dog to join him on a mouse hunt, I would be busy. When he called my name and begged me to share his boring life, I would give him a heartless stare and say, "No, thanks. I'm hacking fleas, and I'm sure you wouldn't approve." Holding my head at a proud angle, I marched myself to the front door, then beamed him a killer look that said, "Is it possible that you're really doing this?" Our eyes met. "Well, Pooch, I'm sure gonna miss you tonight. All the dog hairs and bad smells. Y'all have a sweet dream here. And don't even think about barking all night, 'cause come morning, I won't be my usual charming self." Usual charming self? Ha! That was a laugh. But he didn't need to worry about me barking in the night. Dogs who bark at night are on the job, and I had no intention of working the night shift after being thrown out of house and home over something as silly as a few dog hairs. No, sir, I intended to sleep, and if the monsters came up around the house in the dead of night, Slim could bark at them himself. With that, I turned my nose towards the door. Slim pushed it open, and I marched outside. He would be sorry, of course, but he had done this to himself.